الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Well, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome back to another special transmission of this beautiful silsila, Early Echo. And yes, we are echoing another beautiful, another pertinent topic of discussion for today as well. But before we get there, let's go through our beautiful routine and remember the beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So why do we want to delay? You know, subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, our mashayikh, our sufiya, our Amir Ahl Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah, they always bring our attention back to those things which really matter. And they constantly remind us of that which is beneficial for us. Even maybe we think that it's not so significant, but it is. And I'm talking about right now about making good intentions, because how many of us, we miss out on rewards because we did not make those good intentions. And this, believe me, will only truly realize it on the Day of Judgment. So let's make some good intentions that, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I'm watching, I'm listening to the Silsila of Madani channel for your rida, for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I make the intention that, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I am presenting this silsila, this program, for your pleasure and happiness. And also for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I'm here to seek knowledge of deen. And remember, these kind of intentions, every time I'm watching Madani channel, whatever silsila it be, every time I'm going to do a good action, a good deed, then no matter how small I think it is, make these good intentions that what I learn, I will try to practice, I will share with others as well, inshallah azza wa jal. The more good intentions that we make, the more thawab we can attain from the court of Almighty Allah azza wa jal. Subhanallah azza wa jal, there are so many beautiful blessings, bounties, benefits for the fortunate Muslims who recite abundant amounts of durood e paak, salawat, salutations upon the cause of creation, the cream of creation, the crown of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the Ummah, our most merciful master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that person who recites salawat or durood e paak or salutations 1,000 times every day, that person will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. He sees his place in paradise. Don't I also want this grand privilege, this great opportunity, that before leaving the dunya, that ulama have mentioned, Allah Azza wa Jal will show this fortunate person their place in Jannah via a dream. If I want that as well, I have to put in that effort. You know, it doesn't just happen like that. If you work that overtime, then you're going to get that overtime pay. So 1,000 times salawat and durood e paak, it's not going to take us a long time. We spend so much of our time in unnecessary conversations, in useless activities that have no real benefits for us in this world, the qabr and akhirah. Can't we take out some time to recite Qur'an-i Paak, Durood-i Paak, Istighfar, to seek knowledge of deen? And the answer is, of course we can. But we have to budget our time. We have to consider time management and take out that time. If we truly want to, we can do it. If our focus is on the hereafter, we can do it. So now is the time. While we are breathing, while we are living, while we have the ability, the capability, now is the time. So make those intentions to do as much good as we can, inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Well, what topic of discussion are we echoing today? We are echoing the topic of respect of fellow Muslims. And we will go through the different categories, inshallah ta'ala. But remember something. You heard the saying many a times that to get respect, one has to give respect. And this is how reality is. I can't be expected to receive respect if I am disrespectful. If I am not watching what I talk, what I say, what I do in my communications, in my conversations, in my interactions with other people. You think about it. There's another person. They want respect, that we must honor and respect them. But they don't respect you. They don't honor you. And they do the opposite. They are constantly insulting you or mocking you. How does this work? This is reciprocal. It works mutually, both ways. That you give respect and you get respect, and vice versa as well. So inshallah ta'ala, our topic of discussion is going to center around respect of Muslims. But before we dive a little deeper into this topic, a beautiful kalam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aqa, aqa.
جس کو ملا وہ مدینہ گیا میرا کچھ نہ بنا میں گر گیا وہ بلاتے رہے سب کی جاتے رہے ایک میرے سوا میں گر گیا Thank you.
Welcome back. Well, as mentioned previously, that our topic of discussion is about respecting Muslims. Now, where does this respect start? Where does it begin? Does it start in the madrasa? Does it start in the school or the college or the university or in society? It starts in the home. It starts right in our home, where the parents and grandparents, those who are in charge of the home, implement and teach and train the children or grandchildren with the concept of good manners. Because let's face it, a person who has not learnt good manners, does not know good manners, has not got a good akhlaq and character, what are they going to display? Are they going to display concepts of good manners and respect and showing honor, modesty, morality, what they're going to be using vulgar words, obscene language, and you know, uncouth behavior. It's up to us as the guardians, as the parents or grandparents. That's where it starts. All these beautiful concepts of having good manners, having a good character, showing respect, using beautiful words. And we must not neglect this. If we do, then as parents, we will end up holding our heads. What happened to my child? That my child is behaving so badly in the school or the madrasa or in society. The Prophet ﷺ has stated that the best thing that a father can give his child is to teach good manners. I'm sure I heard that hadith before. But am I doing it? Am I fulfilling my responsibility as a parent or as a grandparent or as, you know, an uncle or for Islamic sisters and an auntie, that, you know, that am I playing my part? Because this is where it starts. If, you know, we are neglecting, if we get so caught up in the rat race of the dunya and we neglect this, later on it will come back to bite us. Are we more interested in making sure that my child's clothing is clean, making sure that my child has a clean, physically clean environment, than the purification of their heart and the refinement of their character? Let's be honest with ourselves. Where are our priorities? Where do they lie? That on the external only? That everything must be, you know, prim and proper and all clean? Are the words clean? Are the thoughts clean? Have I trained my child in that manner with these concepts, Islamic concepts? How did the Prophet ﷺ, how did he interact with other people? When he talked to somebody, he made sure he completely faced them ﷺ. He made sure that when he shook somebody's hand, he was the first to initiate the salam. Always the first to initiate the salam. Remember the beautiful narration? The person who makes the salam first is free from takabbur, from pride. This is part and parcel of giving respect to fellow Muslims and speaking about salam. This is not just a universal greeting. Assalamu alaikum. Some of us, you know, we just get so busy that assalamu alaikum, walaikum salam, you know, so quickly we want to try and get past this beautiful greeting, which has a deeper meaning also. Let us make salam the proper way. Assalamu alaikum. And for more thawab, wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. How beautiful that is. That, you know, you are making dua for the person, that peace be upon you and the mercy of Allah and the blessings of Allah. How beautiful. Whether you know the Muslim or you don't know the Muslim. And you know what? In nek a'mal, I'm sure by now we are filling. If we are not, please don't delay. Nek a'mal, good deeds. This is the program to change a person's life for the better. If I want to see real change in my life, positive changes in my life, if I want to reform myself as a Muslim, nek a'mal, that is your tool, your ideal tool to fulfill this purpose. Given to us by Amir Ahl-Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, given to us by our Dawati Islami. You go to on App Store, you go on Play Store, you can download this for free, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. But the important thing is consistency. Whatever we do, consistency, that every day, take out a time, let's say 10 to 12 minutes, fill it out. Ask yourself those pertinent questions. And one of the questions in there is, did I make salam to Muslims? You know, make salam, the greeting of salam, make it common amongst you, spread it amongst you. Salam is such a beautiful thing that it's not just a universal greeting, it's du'as also. When I'm replying, wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. But it's deeper. Our honorable scholars of Islam, the ulama-i-kiram, have told us that the deeper meaning of salam is that when I'm making salam to this Muslim, whether I know them or I don't, and that point is mentioned in Nek A'mal as well, that you make salam to Muslims, whether you know them or you don't. That when I'm making salam to this Muslim, that, oh my fellow Muslim brother, my fellow Islamic brother, that your life, your property, your wealth, your family, your home is safe in my custody. So this peace for you from my side, that I will not harm you with my tongue, I will not harm you with my hands. And that's what a believer, a Muslim is, that other Muslims are safe from his tongue and his hands. And you can never be a complete and a true believer until you love for your fellow Muslim what you love for yourself. Is that how I live my life? See, serious questions we have to ask ourselves. I mean, is that how I live? Oh, I want it all. I want the best for me and my family, and nobody else must benefit. I'm talking about relatives. That's where it starts. Relatives, and then our near and far neighbors, our society at large, our community at large, and Muslims of the world, whoever we impact, whoever we come in touch with, in contact with. So this is the mindset that Islam gives us, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam gives us. You're making that salam, make it like you mean it. Make it like you are serious about it. It's not just a by the way, like okay, like a good morning, good night and goodbye. No. It has this meaning, has this deeper meaning to it. So the next time I'm making salam to another Muslim, I must not look for the ones that I know. If you see a Muslim, make salam to him. You know, I mean, how happy the person will be. I don't know this person from a bar of soap, and they're making salam to me. And you smile. Follow the tradition of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he would meet and greet with people, he would shake their hands, and he would never let go until they first were to let go. And he would talk with them. When he would converse with them, he would listen to them attentively. He would face them physically, turn his blessed body and face towards them, and he would listen attentively. And when they would stop, then he would initiate his blessed conversation. So these social etiquettes, what we would call sunan and adab, social etiquettes are taught to us in Islam, are taught to us in the madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. And you know, it's not like I'm just going to learn everything one shot. Can I take the entire plate of food and eat it one shot? Piecemeal, one morsel at a time. For every ijtima that I attend, for every dars that I attend, for every balighan class that I attend, for every madani qafila that I attend, I'm going to pick up one, two things here, two, three things there, one, two things here. I'm going to pick that up and be in an environment where there is constant encouragement and motivation to practice and reminders to practice. This is the environment I need to be in more often. Because let's face it, when I'm in that environment, I feel spiritual. I feel like, alhamdulillah, I'm doing something good. I'm learning my deen. I'm in a good environment. There's no music here. There's no intermingling of males and females. There's no, obscene language, vulgarism, and you know, immorality, immodesty. You know, you're in a good environment. But once you step out from this and you go back to those friends, the friends that want to take you to the pubs and the clubs, the friends that want to take you to the cinema and watch the latest movies, the friends that want you to try the latest drugs or the latest alcohol on the market, those are your friends? Are those your friends? Those are your enemies. Yeah, maybe you feel like, hey, I'm having a good time. You know, we're just chilling, relaxing. And, you know, we're cool. Like, take a step back. Be honest to yourself. Take a step back. Okay? So this friend, this lovely friend of mine, who's reminding me, and encouraging me and motivating me towards alcohol? What lies behind that? What lies behind the drug or those drugs? What lies behind these pubs and clubs and music and dancing and intermingling? What lies behind all of this? What are the consequences? What is the end result? And if you're honest with yourself, you'll come to the realization that Jahannam, pain, punishment, displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, pleasure of Shaitan, you'll come to that understanding. So are they really friends? Because they are encouraging me towards Jahannam or to the path that leads towards Jahannam. Those kind of people, we need to cut them out of our lives. That's the only way. I need to be more in this madani environment where the encouragement is on the opposite. That no, stay away from this, stay away from that, do this and do that. The reminders are constant. And if I'm filling and practicing about nek a'mal, the reminders are constant. Here today and gone tomorrow. I must not think that, no, I'm still young and I still got a long way to go. Fathers are burying their sons, their kids today. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So respect is taught, is trained in the home. As I mentioned the narrations to you. And respect starts with yourself. To respect myself. That I respect this amana, this trust of Allah Azza wa Jal. I don't abuse myself. I don't oppress myself by committing sins. And then respect. Okay, so even if I don't respect myself, I still have to respect other people, starting with whom? Let me share this beautiful narration with you. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he states, and our beloved Mufti Dawud Islami, the Mufti of Dawud Islami, the great Mufti, Mufti Qasib, Sab Damul Barakatum Al-Aliyah, he mentioned this, this clip was released a few days prior. That Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he quotes a narration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that in the summary of the hadith, that a question was asked that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the most beloved a'mal, good actions, good deeds in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that Allah Azza wa Jal loves it very much. That salah be established in its prescribed time. Salah is established in its correct time, in its prescribed time. Thereafter, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that one engages in a good relation and kindness with their parents. And then next, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to strive in the path of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal in defense of the borders of Islam. Subhanallah. I mean, that a person may think that's one of such a great deed that a person is spending their wealth and their life. They could become a shaheed. But that's right at the bottom. And Mufti Qasim Saab, he mentions that a nukta or something we learn from here is that the two categories of huquq are mentioned. Huququllah, the rights of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and huququl ibad, the rights of the people. That amongst huququllah, amongst the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal, the most beloved amal or good deed is the establishment of salah in its right time, in its correct time. And amongst the huququl ibad, the rights of the people, the most beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal is the showing of goodness and a kind treatment of parents. Subhanallah. How beautiful is that? So, respect of the parents. It is mandatory upon us. I must not take it as, okay, if it happens, it happens. No, I don't have a choice. I'm commanded in the Holy Quran to be compassionate and affectionate to my parents, not to say off to them, to treat them with the honor and respect and dignity that they deserve. What's the use? how worthless is an individual that in the home he's like a monster, does not give that due respect to his spouse, to his children, to his siblings, to his parents. And out there in the work field, the work ethics are there. Oh, he's, you know, prim and proper and beautiful words, eloquent words, always with a smile. And the other employees, the colleagues or the directors, they would say, hey, this guy is, you know, he's great, man. He's great with the customers and the clients. You know, he wins them over. He's got a good interpersonal relationship with them, a good rapport with them, a good relationship. But when he steps in the home, you know, there's a different face. Let's not be like this. Let's be the better person. Let's be who we are. Let's refine our character. Nek a'mal, once again, will help us to do this. Will help us to cut off all those loose ends, all those weak links in our life, those so-called friends. Yes, bring them along. Bring them also into the Madani environment of Dawat Islami. Open the eyes as well. If Allah Azza wa Jal guides you and your eyes are opened to the reality of things, that behind all of these temporary worldly pleasures, not all of them, but whichever ones that are normally are prohibited, behind lies the valleys of Jahannam, the pits of Jahannam. So if you, Allah SWT opens your eyes and you are able to open their eyes, how excellent is that? And Dawat Islam is there to hold your hand, to guide you, to teach you, to enable you, to enable you to the extent where you start to enable others. So you learn and you teach, and you teach and you learn. A simple process, but an effective process. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The very first hadith is stated in the book Sahih al-Bukhari, the most authentic book after the Holy Quran, is إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ, that is, deeds depend upon intentions. Commenting on the above hadith, the commentator of Sahih Bukhari, Mufti Sharif al-Haq Amdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala, has stated, this hadith implies that the reward of virtuous deeds is dependent upon intentions. The one performing deeds without a good intentions deserves no reward. Here are two sayings of beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding the excellence of good intentions, taken from pages 173 and 174 of the 853-page book, Jahannam mein le jaane wale amal. That means deeds leading to hell, published by Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Dawat Islami. Number one, a truthful intention is the most preferable deed. Number two, a good intention will make the bond man enter heaven. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Well, we are back with this topic in respect of fellow Muslims. We mentioned that this starts in the home with the training from the parents, the grandparents, the guardians, training of our children in good manners, in good and refined character as well. Respect also we should do to ourselves, that I respect this amana, this trust of Allah Azza wa Jal, which is my body, my life. Respect of parents. We just mentioned the narration that the best good deed in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal is the establishment of salah in its prescribed time. Thereafter, to do husne suluk, to do like a compassionate and kind treatment to parents. And thereafter, your siblings, your children, your spouse, fellow Muslims. We had mentioned how beautiful the universal greeting of Islam is and the deeper meaning of it. So why are we mentioning all of this? When we watch Madani channel, we watch not as a form of entertainment, but as a form of educating ourselves, as a form of reminding ourselves and a source of receiving motivation and encouragement to practice, reminders to practice. This is what it is, and to arm ourselves, to empower ourselves with the ilm al-deen, knowledge of deen. These things are vital for us. You know, and whatever you hear, whatever you listen to, whatever books, booklets you read of Maktabatul Madina, the publications department, the bookshop of Dawat Islami, all are authenticated. All are checked and rechecked as well. So you are rest assured that, you know, what I'm listening to, what I'm reading, what I'm following is the right way, is the straight way. And Dawat Islami is there to help us, to help build us, to help reform us. We have to take that step forward, inshallah, azza wa jal. So respect, to receive respect, to get respect, we have to give respect. Respect people, respect fellow Muslims. To hurt the feelings of a fellow Muslim is a major sin. A major sin. And remember, attached to major sins are major punishments as well. Can I bear those punishments in the hereafter? And fellow Muslims includes parents, includes one's spouse, includes one's children, includes one's neighbors. Neighbors who are Muslims have more rights than neighbors who are not Muslim. In fact, neighbors who are Muslims and relatives have higher rights than those neighbors who are Muslims and not relatives, than those people who are not Muslim. So imagine, my neighbor is my relative, is my family a Muslim? Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, am I fulfilling those rights, those duties? I need to think about this. There's a narration that says, How would you know if you are doing good, or you regard it as good or bad? That if your neighbor says you have done good, then you have done good. And if your neighbor said that you have done bad, then you have done bad. And if you ask the people of the family, the ones who stay with us, they would tell you who we truly are. Are we the same person inside and outside? Or is this a completely different person outside and inside? Allahu Akbar. Let us not have double standards and double faces or multi faces. That, you know, we show one face to the world and a different face to our family members. Yes, times are tough. Difficulties are there. Pressure, anxiety, worry, stress, depression. So many of these things are on the rise. I have to deal with it. Some of us have to live our life trying to channel it out to something positive, but not linger over these negatives. Always try your best to have a PMA, positive mental attitude. Sometimes it's not easy, but we just have to, you know, otherwise what happens is the nafsul ammara. This is going to overpower us, and we'll always live in this negativity, in this bubble of negativity. And whatever comes out of the mouth, whatever we do, ends up being negative. I have to decide. I have to decide to be happy. Now, I want to be happy. I want to make my Allah Azza wa Jal happy, my Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam happy. I don't want to make the people happy. Yes, respect is there, that has to be there. But if I'm not obeying Allah Azza wa Jal and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how am I respecting their laws, their rules, the commands to respect? Yes, at different levels, at all levels. And I respect the injunctions, the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal. How do I respect it? By obedience. The Quran mentions, مَنْ يُطِعُ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ, that whoever has obeyed the Rasul, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so indeed he has obeyed Allah Azza wa Jalla. We have to come back. No matter how far we have sunk into the swamp of sins, so long as I'm living, I'm breathing, the door is open. The door of tawbah, the door of repentance, the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, the kindness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once Malak al-Maut alayhi salam, the angel of death, arrives, then it is too late. There's no second chance. There's no coming back. Some people say, Ya Allah, give us another chance. Send us back. Send us back. There's no going back. You only live once. This concept that's out there as well, YOLO, you only live once. But those who have a decadent and immoral and immodest and a negative approach to life, they use it in the context that to have maximum fun, entertainment, and pleasure. Of course, that's to their own destruction. But for the people who are living in the reality of life, that I only have one shot, one chance, one life, to do the maximum good deeds that I can, to please my Allah Azza wa Jal, to please my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to obey them, to be loyal to them, to do as much good, to gather as much good as I can, so my harvest in the hereafter is of goodness as well. الدنيا مزرعة الآخرة. That the dunya, the world, is a farm for your hereafter. And scholars have mentioned, all dependent on what we plant. If we're planting good deeds, the harvest is goodness. And if we are planting evil deeds, the harvest is pain and punishment. What do I want? What harvest do I want? As I am the farmer of my life, what am I planting? I'm planting the seeds of apples. Can I get bananas from there? If I'm planting oranges, can I get lemons from there? As it is mentioned that as you sow, so shall you reap. What am I sowing? What am I planting? Good deeds or bad deeds? And I know the answer to what the consequences and the results of that is going to be. I can't plant disrespect to my parents, to my spouse, my children, fellow Muslims. I can't be an oppressor, a cheater, a liar, a deceiver. These are the things that I'm planting. And then, in the hereafter, I just want the harvest of Jannah. The only person I'm deceiving is myself. The only person I'm lying to is myself, and being dishonest to is myself. Because I'm going to get a nasty shock on the day of judgment. The time is here, the time is now. This short life, these precious moments, let's not waste it away so that, you know, we are regretful that, I wasted my life away. I just wasted it. I flushed it down the drain. Let's wake up. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I will request you, as a form of, we can say, some homework. Read the book, The Respect of a Muslim. This is available from Maktabatul Madina. It is available from our website, dawoodislami.net. You can download the ebook for free. And quite thought-provoking points. One of those beautiful hadith, the sum of the hadith, is that the Prophet ﷺ had mentioned that whoever wants a palace to be built for him in Jannah should forgive the one who oppresses him, should give to the one who deprives him, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, and should establish relations with the one who cuts off ties with him. The reward is great. a palace in Jannah. Because for many people, their ego, our nafsul ammara, doesn't permit us to give to the person who deprives me, to forgive that person who oppresses me. And he or she, my family member, is not calling me, did not invite me. Leave them. Why must I phone them? Why must I, you know, keep in touch with them and communicate with them? They are breaking the ties. So am I going to miss out on the building of that palace in Jannah because of my ego, my nafsul ammara, my arrogance, my pride? Throw it one side. Because on the day of judgment, who am I? Who am I going to be? Mr. Dr. Professor what? Businessman, bank balance, all matters nothing. I need to think about this. So respect yourself. Respect your parents. Those who's our Muslims, our believers out there whose parents have passed on, Allah will grant them forgiveness. Allah will grant them entry into Jannatul Firdaus. So keep watching Madani channel. Keep watching Madani Muzakara as well. And donate to your Dawati Islami. Your Lillah, your Fitra, your Zakah. Dawati Islami is active in so many different departments, bringing people into Islam and taking Islam, the message of Islam, to villages as well. So join Dawati Islami and support it with your time, with your efforts, with your wealth as well. This will be beneficial for you in the hereafter. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Start your day with remembrance of Allah.